Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Did you know that electric vehicles incur far higher costs of repairs after a traffic accident than do internal combustion engine cars and trucks? It doesn't take much for the battery system to require complete replacement after an accident. That means that as the number of electric vehicles on the road increases, there will be higher insurance costs paid by consumers. Also, electric vehicles are at greater risk of complete write-off or at least more costly repairs if the car truck is flooded. Last Thursday night, there were major storms across Michigan. More than 4% of the entire state population lost power, continuing Michigan's tarnished image as a state that has the highest number of power outages per capita in the most recent industry 10-year analysis. Interstate 96 near Williamston was closed when winds of more than 100 miles per hour overturned a multitude of cars and trucks on that road. Even worse, Detroit ABC television station WXYZ Channel 7 reported that 8 sections of expressways were closed in Macomb, Oakland, and Wayne counties because of flooding. Freeway flooding in the Detroit area is a known hazard. After major road flooding in 2014, the Michigan Department of Transportation spent millions of dollars on flood mitigation. The improvements included more aggressive cleaning of drains, upgrades of pumps, and upgrades of other technology. With 8 freeway closures in the Metro Detroit area last week, isn't it obvious that the flood mitigation efforts have been insufficient? Michigan Governor Whitmer has called for 2 million electric vehicles to be driving on Michigan roads by the year 2030. These are the very vehicles at greater risk of failure or expensive repairs in the event of flooding. According to the U.S. Department of Energy, there were 33,150 electric vehicle registrations at the end of last year. That was only 0.2% of the 8.7 million vehicles registered in Michigan. If Governor Whitmer wants Michigan to have 23% of all Michigan vehicles be electric 7 years from now, shouldn't she be making plans to mitigate road flooding in the state? That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.